Welcome to the Instagram stories for Monday, December 29th. I'm your host, Daniel Hill. It is typically a slow week for news right around this time of year, and I sort of anticipated that the head of Instagram would not be doing his weekly Ask Me Anything. Turns out I was right. So it's a good thing that Jen Lehner and I did our yearly end of year recap, where we talk about all the things that we enjoyed about social media and tech in 2025 and make our predictions for tech, AI, and more in 2026. Today on the show, Jen Lehner and I are going to be talking about the biggest social media fail that we saw over the past 12 months, our favorite new Instagram feature, our favorite new platform, and more. Stick around. Welcome back. Here's Jen Lehner and I talking about the biggest social media fail we saw over the past 12 months. So let's talk about the biggest social media fail of 2025. What would you say, Jen?
Sora allowing people to make AI videos using dead people. It's the most bizarre thing. And maybe they've even gotten rid of it in the last couple of weeks, because I haven't been on in the last couple of weeks. But when you go and you try to create a video on Sora, on the app Sora, I can't go in and say, create a video of Michael Jordan saying
LeBron.
LeBron. Thank you. I was about to say LeVar Burton. That LeBron James is the greatest basketballer of all time. I can't do that. It'll say that's against our terms and conditions. But I can go in and say, have Elvis, you know, sing me a birthday song. Have, any dead person, Ben Franklin, Mark Twain, Martin Luther King. A lot of people were doing videos with Martin Luther King. And the thing is, when it's done tastefully, it's fun. It's nice. It seems harmless. But by allowing people to make these videos with these people that have passed, it's very concerning to me, because, you know, a lot of these are just way beneath the dignity of the person and kind of humiliating. And you can only think, like, what would this person think, or their loved ones think, if this was their legacy all of a sudden, right? Like, they're out, you know, doing these silly and sometimes really super obnoxious things and looking so realistic that a lot of people really don't know. Even though Sora has that watermark, a lot of people don't know, because a lot of people are covering up the watermark. So I think that's a big fail, and hopefully they fix that.
I'm glad you brought that up, because personally, the first time I saw people who I know have never interacted with each other and passed away years ago, and I saw them interacting, I saw Mr. Rogers and Tupac having a conversation, my brain was like, what is happening? Like, okay. But also thinking about it from the family of the people the person who passed away, to not agree to any of that and then have their likeness used for all kinds of things that you have not agreed to is very wrong. And I'm glad you brought that up, because that is something that needs to have controls in place. And I think they did either say, okay, we're putting limits on it, or some kind of controls, but you're absolutely right. That is a major hole that needs to be closed, because that is not fair to do to families who have lost that person.
Yeah. And I want to add to that, because unfortunately, and it will continue to be the case until there's some major punishment, there are so many ways to get around this and loopholes. So, like, you know, if you stick to the big channels, you know, that the real name brand channels, then, you know, you're going to run into these barriers. But if you're really, you know, bent on doing this, then you could go over to the real naughty boy on the block, to X, and use Grok. And Grok will really do anything you want, which is, that's my number two fail, is I would just say the biggest social media fail of all time is Grok and X as a whole, right? But what he is allowing, the owner of X, is allowing with Grok is just unbelievable. I mean, I'm talking adult content, just really no guardrails at all. And I have to say, with regard to, because some of my people, anybody listening who saw this is going to check me on it, but I did do a couple of videos. I did one with Mr. Rogers myself, and the other one I can't remember. But again, I did mine in good taste. Mr. Rogers would I mean, if assuming he approved of AI, he would not have been offended by our little conversation that we had, you know, but again, it's a very fine line.
I agree. I picked as my social media fail, TikTok being canceled, then being turned back on a day later, having to try to re-download the app when it was no longer available in the Play Store, hearing multiple times that an agreement has been reached or an agreement is close to being reached. None of that has come to pass. The deadline for it just keeps getting extended, and it's been really confusing. And I think I want to speak for myself here, have reached the point where I'm going to keep using it until it's no longer available. And that's fine. I just can't keep up with the day-to-day, week-to-week of, is it going to be here in a week or a month or a year? I can't keep up anymore. So that's my social media fail for 2025.
Yeah, I could not agree more with that.
Let's talk about Instagram very quickly. You and I both follow all the new features that Instagram adds, and they add them so quickly. What was your favorite new feature on Instagram in 2025?
You know, I have to say, Daniel, I haven't been keeping up with them as much as you have. I mean, you're the king of that. I mean, hello, the name of your flash briefing is the Instagram stories. Sorry. I would say the one that I have noticed that I've really liked is the new link a reel and clickable links in reels. It's just very convenient. Yes. And I like that reels can be 20 minutes now.
Yes. It's nice to have that level of flexibility, right? If you're going to tell a really long story, that you have the ability to make it up as long as you need to tell that story.
I mean, let me say right here, I don't think anybody needs to be making 20-minute reels or videos for that matter, even on YouTube. I mean, that's a pretty long video. But I do like that there might be a case one day that I might need it. And I like that it's an option. How about you?
So I picked the fact that Instagram is letting you customize your algorithm and be able to write in certain keywords of things you want to see. Or if you're seeing too much of a thing, that you could put that keyword in and say, don't show me any more content around this topic, whatever it is. Say you're tired of seeing political things or whatever you choose. And so I like that they're giving you that level of flexibility. We know that algorithms know more about us than we know about ourselves. And it's reaching that point, right? Or it's at that point. So to be able to determine what content you see and being able to be very granular about it, I really like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break for a word from our sponsors. But when we come back, Jen Lehner and I are going to talk about our favorite new platform. Welcome back. Here's Jen Lehner and I talking about our favorite new platform. All right, so let's move on to favorite new platform. What was your favorite new platform in 2025?
All right. Well, what are we? I have three things listed, and I don't know if they really count as platforms. Like, I don't know if we would call it an app or a tool or a platform. I would say agentic browsers in general. I am so curious about, and I'm playing around with them all the time. Whether we're talking about OpenAI's Comet or Perplexity's Atlas. Did I get them confused? No, that's right. Perplexity's Atlas. Now Gemini is jumping into the mix. And basically they do stuff for you, right? And for me, when I found out that I could open up a spreadsheet and then press a button with my agentic browser and say, make this spreadsheet do this, because I'm not good with spreadsheets. I love them. And my team makes great spreadsheets that I use, but I'm actually not good at making spreadsheets. And then I watched as this little ghost in my computer did all the work and made the, you know, and did everything I wanted. It fills out forms for me. I just have to, you know, say these agentic browsers are, they are not secure, and you have to use them at your own risk. So I'm very careful about what browsers I have open when I use them, but I think these are, I don't know, they're huge. And then if that's not a platform, then I would say Lovable. Is that a platform or an app? I don't know. But
I've been using Lovable, and I have been really enjoying it. So if you could talk about that for people who don't know.
Sure. So Lovable is a, I think it's lovable.com. Lovable is, it's just amazing. I mean, simply put, it's when you hear vibe coding, that's what Lovable allows you to do, to basically say, I would like to build an app that tracks my protein for the week. And then you just type in, I want it to be green, and I want it to look like the DoorDash app, and I want it to have, you know, sparkly buttons. And as you type this conversation into the left-hand side of the screen, on the right-hand side, you start to see your app be built. And these are real true apps. You could do it with, and you can also create like interactive dashboards, websites, landing pages, and it does an absolutely beautiful job. So they have a really nice free trial period. So, you know, anybody could check it out and sort of get a feel for how great it is before you make a decision on purchasing. Yeah,
can I talk about Lovable for 1 second? So yeah. I actually have had an idea for an app kicking around in the back of my head for a few months now. And I started to build it with Lovable, and it built it so quickly. It made a web version for me so I could test it out before I, you know, deployed it to app stores or anything like that. And I need to get back in and test it a little bit more. My idea was a camera app that helps me take better pictures of my wife, because she's great at taking pictures of me, but the reverse is terrible. But the app that Lovable built for me gives me hints like lighting is bad, move to a place with better light, your lens is dirty. It gives me, walks me through steps. I just gave it the idea and it built the app. So if you have not had a chance to mess around with Lovable, it is absolutely fantastic.
I love that use case. And this message is for Lauren. Lauren, you've really raised him well. Trained him well. I don't know about raised him well. But that really is, that is so thoughtful. And I love that idea. So cool. Yeah. And then I would say on that note, though, anybody who tries it out, and I think this kind of goes for all tools like this right now in the time that we're in. If you subscribe to one of these services or apps or platforms, I recommend doing just the monthly option, even if you have to pay a few more dollars, because things are changing so fast that really just recently Google AI Studio allows us, and this is basically free, in Google AI Studio, there's a little section called Build, and it allows you to do exactly the same thing as you do in Lovable. And that's more or less free. I mean, you need to have Google Workspace, which is, really a nominal fee. And then, yeah, so it's pennies on the dollar for this. So, and then the last thing is there's a new platform called Whatnot. Are you familiar with that, Daniel?
I'm not.
So it is basically like QVC or like a combination between QVC, the Home Shopping Network, Amazon Live, eBay, and Poshmark. So in other words, but people are all live. It's 100% live. And you just scroll through, like when you're scrolling through, you know, TikTok shopping and you see all these people live selling stuff. But Whatnot is a little bit different. It's like super fast auctions. Like sometimes, you know, it might take, you might only have 5 seconds to bid on whatever item that they're showing you. And then it just moves at a very fast pace. It's really exciting. And you can get some really good stuff, but that's not what I love about it. We're going to talk about it again later when we move through, and I'll come back to this. But right now, we'll just put a pin in that Whatnot.
Okay. I picked for my favorite new platform, one that it might have been around longer, but new to me. It's called Music League. And basically, it's a music app that links to your Spotify. And it's a game that you can play with friends or you can play with strangers. And you pick categories of songs. So for instance, I'll pick the category favorite workout song, and everyone will submit their songs of what they choose as their favorite workout song. It makes a playlist, and then we vote on which song is the best. You get 10 votes or whatever number, and you can disseminate the votes accordingly. And then it makes a leaderboard of who is recommending the best songs. You get a ton of great playlists out of it. It's free to use. Music League. It's been really fun. I think if you're into music and you have friends who are into music, definitely check it out.
Oh, I love that. I've never heard of that. So I'll definitely be checking that out. Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to stop it there. Next time on the show, Jen and I are going to talk about our favorite marketing campaigns from the past 12 months and what our favorite social media accounts are currently. As always, thank you so much for listening, and come back next time for more social media news, strategy, and other things you need to know about.
Let's get it. The year was 2013. You posted your first pic, and you're glad you posted the scene. Your friends liked it too, but what you didn't know is what posting on that platform would do. Taking all your time and attention, doom scrolling. Also, let me mention, you gotta post on every platform, putting content on every set just to conform. Likes gave you validation, and you got hooked. Now engagement is down, you feeling overlooked.
Podcast. And find me on Instagram at Daniel Hill Media.